Welcome to Get Married, Stay Married. This is your host, Lady T.
And I'm your co-host, Pastor Randall Crawford. What's up, everyone?
Hello, all.
Hey, you.
Hey, you. New setup here. Hope you like it. We're enjoying it.
If you don't.
Welcome to the live show. And thank you for all the listeners out there at Audio Land, right. Spotify.
Right.
Or wherever you get your podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We are getting to some things today.
Yeah.
So I'm hearing some radio chatter, some noise about a subject that we touched on last week where we talked about the covenant of a husband and a wife and it being not only their responsibility to protect the marriage, stay in the marriage, and obviously it is. I mean,
right. True.
Right.
Absolutely.
It's my responsibility.
It's the world's responsibility.
Your responsibility.
Right.
But in addition to that,
mm-hmm.
it is the world's responsibility. We talked about the reason for witnesses being there,
right.
And then you're under God. So we're really going to unpack homeworking. The same way you get them. This is a saying around our parts. The same way you get him or her is probably, most likely, the way you're going to lose them.
Right.
So let's get into it.
You get him or her right.
Yes, because it's all about your mindset.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So in our book, which we're still working on, we talk about how you as a person that is not married,
mm-hmm.
or that is married,
right.
view other people's marriage.
Mm.
And so right off the rip, somebody would probably say, well, what does that have to do with anything? What
right.
does how I view other people's marriage have to do with anything? I'm single. I'm not even married yet. I'm not even engaged. What does that have to do? How should you view other people's marriage?
First of all, with respect.
Yes.
With the utmost respect. Marriage, again, is a holy thing. Marriage should never be looked at lightly.
Right.
Okay? From someone on the outside. Should never be looked at lightly. It is a holy, holy thing that God instituted. It is love on steroids if they're really in love and they're in marriage for love. Now, when someone looks at a marriage from the outside, they could get jealous, they could be envious. They could covet. They could lust after the husband or the wife.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Keep your feelings to yourself. Okay? Keep your feelings to yourself because it's extremely important that marriages have the proper chance to survive, to grow, to create family. If someone steps in and tries to break up a marriage, it's really sad. The mindset of that person is really sad. That means they don't even have respect for themselves. I don't take it easy on homewreckers because I don't think no one should be a homewrecker. I really don't. There's enough men and women in the ocean, in the world, to find your own.
Right. I think that some would say, well, it's complicated out here, and I'll just use that as an example. He's coming to me telling me all the problems that he's having with his wife. I'm going to tell you, that's a red flag. We did that last week, red flags, but that's a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you are single, you do not understand the complexities right. of marriage. And we talked about this in a couple episodes about putting tags on people and you're going to forgive them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So you're piling up things that may be wrong with the spouse, not forgiving them. You haven't
right.
worked through them yet. And then you speak on them to family members or people you don't know or someone you're trying to get with,
right.
even though you're in your marriage. And then when they see them, they're like, oh my gosh, they're horrible. Then they start sizing up the woman.
Mm.
They're like, well, I would do this differently.
Mm-hmm.
I would do that. She doesn't cook for you. Oh, she doesn't do this. You are not there. You are not in the home. So you can't size up one side of the story.
Right.
It takes two, and then there's the truth, right?
Right.
So it's very important to watch out for those type of red flags if you are single and dating, if a man or woman coming to you telling you about their spouse. And obviously, we're not talking about dangerous situations. We're talking about just this, that, or the third that they don't like about them.
Right.
And then it's kind of like a grooming.
Right.
Because right. what's coming next?
Yeah. No one should be talking to you about your spouse in a bad or a negative way. It just shouldn't be at all. It shouldn't be. Continue.
What?
Continue.
I was asking you what's coming next.
I know, but I wanted to touch on what you were talking about, the grooming part.
Yeah, so what's coming after the grooming?
I don't know. I'm not a homewrecker. So you tell me.
Oh, come on. No, we are not. But
that was funny.
What's coming after the grooming is it's just you let your walls down.
Right.
You let your walls down. And you're probably like, it seems like a really bad situation this person is in. It's like, I'm innocent. Oh, I'm just trying to help. They're in a bad way. They're in they're emotionally a wreck. Mm-hmm. They need to get out.
Right.
Let them do it. Let them get out. You don't want to do is put another in. When you're doing equations, you don't want to insert another factor into the equation before that's cleaned up. If they never divorce, and we hope that they wouldn't,
right.
You know, if they never do, you don't want to be anywhere close to that.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do happen to divorce, you cannot immediately go into a relationship. Let's talk about that.
No, you can't. Anyway. Before I even talk about that, human beings are foul, okay? They're foul. They will wait out a marriage. I don't know if you ever saw the episode of Seinfeld where Seinfeld and Elaine were waiting out a marriage, and then the marriage finally happened, and it was thanking George Costanza so much for breaking up this marriage, and they were pouncing like lions because they really wanted these two people, and it was horrible. That's a horrible episode, Jerry, right? So my whole thing is this. When you have something that looks good, something that looks questionable, okay, something that looks shaky, that's not an invitation for someone to pounce.
Okay.
It's not an invitation for someone to say, well, maybe I could come in and make them feel better, or I could probably comfort them, or I could do this, or I could do that. No, it's
they
not your place.
They don't need comfort.
It's not your place. It's not your place. It's not your place at all to do that.
Mm-hmm.
At all.
No.
Because sometimes when you're in a vulnerable emotional state because of your marriage, because marriage, you argue in a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You go through things in a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
But the two people inside the marriage usually try to work it out. Now, if a friend comes in and says, let me talk to you. Let me talk to you for a minute. Let me help you out. And that person, that woman is in an emotional state due to the acts of her husband or whatever's going on. If that person is truly a friend, he's going to talk to both of them.
Right.
He's not going to talk to anyone separately.
With one side of the story.
Yeah. That ain't how that works.
Beware of the one side of the story.
Right. That ain't how that works.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a male trying to talk to the female or the female trying to talk to the male. Okay? Satan's at work.
Right.
And you need to be very, very careful. At all times.
Absolutely.
At all times.
So as a single person, we are all about the mindset because it starts there. So we want you healthy when we get y'all married, and you only can stay married if your mindset is healthy. So if you are single, that is a huge red flag.
Right.
The communication or the involvement that you have with a married couple. And some might say, well, I've been friends with them, whatever, whatever. Like you said, there's a way to do it. There's a way to say, if I'm going to act as a counselor in a situation, one, refer them to a real counselor.
Right.
Two, if they don't want to, they're like, you need to say, I need to talk to both of you at the same time.
Right.
Anything else will not be appropriate,
no.
Especially when tempers are heated.
Yeah, you're in a vulnerable state.
Right. So.
Because think about this. If a woman or a man is in a vulnerable state and they're receiving the attention that they were wanting to receive from their husband or their wife, and that friend is giving that attention or that co-worker, that could go bad.
Yeah.
That could go very bad. Because what you're seeking is right before you.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage is hard.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't need a homewrecker complicating things even more. You really, really have to pay attention to the signs of a bulldozer.
So, I'm going to say it again. You are not off the hook just because it's not your marriage. You have a moral and a civic, whatever.
Responsibility.
Social responsibility to stay out.
In the eyes of God.
Right. Because the commandments say, you shouldn't be lusting or coveting after your neighbor's husband or wife. So if that's something you have going on, you need to talk to the father about and rid yourself of that. And then you may say, well, they're approaching me. Like I said, if they step, you step back, and then you just run backwards and shut the door.
There is a thing that Christ says. He says, let your yes be yes and your no be no. Mm-hmm. Meaning, I'm uncomfortable with the situation. Please back up. Mm-hmm. Please back up. Open your mouth. Communicate.
Right.
If someone's trying to bulldoze your marriage, communicate. Communicate. And if you have a big husband, a skilled husband, tell him. So he can get that food. And let him know. If you got a wife who's skilled, tell her. So she can get that food. Because it's not good. It's not good to be a homewrecker. The way you try to take someone else's husband or wife is the way you will lose them.
Yeah, it happens more times than you realize. Because I think there's some type of cloud on your eyes and you're listening to whatever lies are telling.
It's that lust cloud.
Yes.
That lust cloud.
It's on your eyes.
It's huge.
Yeah, you have sunglasses on and you're in this entanglement, this relationship. You listen to lies or you don't care. Mm-hmm. You're saying, you know what? It's his marriage. I'm just the innocent. I'm just a third party. He's willing. She's willing. And I just accept it. Okay? It's not my business. It's not my marriage. Right. I am not under that covenant. So you think that you're free.
But think about this, though. Say you do... Say you are the aggressor, the homewrecker, mm-hmm. and you break that marriage up, and you get that man that you desired for 2-3 years, watching him from afar, mm. or watching her from afar, right? Say it happens for you, and you're all excited about that. Think about the mindset of the individual that you just stole from your friend. The same thing that he or she did to them, they're eventually going to do to you. You're going to fall in love.
That's my question.
You're going to fall in love. I mean, deep in love with this person. And when it happens to you, what are you going to do?
So my question to you is, how does that affect your relationship? Because you're like, okay, whether they were the aggressor, they weren't, either way, they got into it, mm-hmm. right? And they pulled him away from a marriage.
Right.
You're going through... divorce, right. Child support, all of this, mm-hmm. hearing him talk this way, or she say this, or
sideways.
Whatever. Okay, that's a cloud. One thing I'm going to say before I let you answer this is that if being divorced is not the unforgivable sin, we talked about this, but healing needs to happen.
Right.
And you need to be aware of people that are capable of jumping. Mm-hmm. Not even from one relationship to another. You ever seen those circles and they overlap? It's like, oh, you can be stressed mm-hmm. and relaxed at the same time, right? And mm-hmm. it's like there's a small circle here that overlaps. They're literally overlapping relationships. They didn't even go from one to the other. No. They're overlapping, mixing, and then just overlapping. They have a pattern that's unhealthy. Mm-hmm. So even if you're dealing with someone coming out of something, you need to be able to be strong enough to say, I don't care how good they look, I need to give you space to heal, because what did you do wrong here? You have children, you have a whole home, and you're just rushing into mm-hmm. something else. That's another red flag.
It is.
So how does that, something that you, a thought even, boomerang into your relationship?
So when you have something
from a spiritual point of view,
when you have something like that, I'm gonna just talk about the mindset of an individual. The mindset of an individual who's gone through a divorce, who's gone through, you can look all this up, who's gone through a divorce, who's home wrecked someone, okay, messed up their marriage, okay, who had to change the spiritual well-being, okay? Who had to, it's like they keep shocking themselves over and over and over and over again just to exist. And what I mean by that is they got to keep waking up over and over again because they're dreaming, okay? It is not a sense of reality. When you're a homewrecker, okay? Your relationships with other people are all void, okay? It's not good at all. Your relationship with the person that you home wrecked, that you pulled out of a good marriage.
Is it real?
It's not real. It's not real at all. Because every single day, they're shocking themselves. It's like they're going, Claire, doop, Claire, doop, over and over and over again, just to keep this foolishness going. Mm-hmm. It's not good. It's not good at all. And a person like that cannot be trusted. I'm sorry. They cannot be trusted.
Let me tell you something about marriage. Marriage forces you to be a better person, right? And there's a million different things that's going on. And a lot of times, someone's running from change.
Mm-hmm.
That's like almost probably 75% outside of the...
I'll say 80.
Yeah, it's a high percentage. And we're telling mm-hmm. you, they are running from being a better person. They're just not ready.
Right.
They don't want to do it. And so it's easier to start over mm-hmm. with someone that has no clue. And it's going to take another 10 years for you to see really who they are, right? So they can woo you. You can go on trips. It's nothing but romance. You can have 10 years of a honeymoon phase. And then you're like, this is who you really are. Oh, I need you to change. And if you are the type of person that says, I'm not going to press you to change, then you are good, right? Mm-hmm. You're just going to live in a fake relationship that came from a mess. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like the next stepping stone for them. It's like, well, I don't have to change. If you press me to change, you are going to lose me. They use that as a weapon.
It's only a matter of time. Those are good points. It's only a matter of time before that volcano erupts.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. And their mess is everywhere.
It's messy.
It's just everywhere. Everywhere. And that's, no one wants to go through that. It's painful. It's hurtful. You already dealt with breaking up a marriage, and now you're dealing with this person who you pulled out of a marriage, and this person's toxic, but you can't see it because you think that this person really loves you, okay? Mm-hmm. This person don't love you. He lusts you, or she lusts you. It's not love.
Mm-hmm.
It is not love. And I know there's someone out there like, no.
It works for us.
It worked for me. It happened for me. Da, 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 da. You're wrong. You're completely wrong. Your whole covenant on what you think is a marriage is wrong. It's completely wrong. If you are a homewrecker, male or female, if you went into the home with the intention to take the man or the woman, if you caused that family, that little family, two kids, three kids, four kids, one kid, to be separated from their mom or their dad because of your actions, you are wrong. You have no respect for the sanctity of marriage. You have no respect for what God put together. You have no respect for the person you claim you love. And you have no respect even trying to be a stepmom or a stepdad for the kids that you claim you love now. You're a mess.
Y'all done got him preaching.
You're a mess.
That's it.
A straight mess. You're a mess.
Y'all got him preaching. What does the word of God say? Like, how did Christ... So, first of all, it's a commandment about lusting after your neighbor and stuff like that. So, you shouldn't be doing that. That's a commandment.
John 8.
Uh-huh.
John 8, 10, 11. He asks, where are your accusers? After the Pharisees and the Sadducees brought this woman in the act of adultery. She was in the act of adultery. So, she was a homewrecker. Okay, dealing with someone who had the key to the home, the male. They were in the bed in the act of adultery. They caught her. They brought her to Christ. And they said, what should we do? The Bible, Moses teaches us that we should stone her and put her to death and get this adulteress out of Israel forever. Christ says, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. Let he who is without sin cast the first stone. And none of them cast a stone because they all had sin.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, they brought the woman, but they didn't bring the man mm-hmm. at all. They didn't bring the man who has a family. Okay? They didn't bring that man. They just brought the woman who was the homewrecker because she is a woman. Okay? Now, the other thing is this. Christ said, where are your condemners? She said, I don't see anyone. He said, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Be free of the spirit of adultery,
right?
Because that's exactly what it is, the spirit of adultery. Why are you preying on other people's property?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't belong to you.
Right, and it's very important to pull out that Christ didn't condone it, but he's all about forgiveness.
Exactly.
And someone say, oh, he didn't condone it. Go and sin no more is very important, because it means that sin. Keep that away from you, that sin. Be free of the mindset of that it's okay to do. Because repentance is not just, Lord, forgive me.
Right.
It's looking at the sin differently.
And making
when you
a
have
change.
A mindset shift, if you are a person that would just lay with this person, lay with that person, whether they're married or not, it doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. Nothing is sacred to you. Then you have to have a different mindset. And we are all about advocates for change. So if you are trying to get married and you have this mindset, right. we don't know who you are. You
exactly.
know. And God knows. Right. So it's a wake up call to say, okay, I need to change that. Because when I get married, I don't want people like me lurking about.
Right.
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 You just don't want that. And that's that boomerang, because if you are that way and you're like, I'm not going to change, I'm just going to enter in the marriage that way. That was that, you know, I was single, I was doing whatever, you know, it don't matter. Mm. If he was willing, I'll be whatever.
But if you did not repent for your actions, they stay with you.
Right.
So if you think that, oh, I was just single, I was just doing whatever, I was wilding. No. You must repent in your wilding. Okay. You must repent. So that you can be clean. What does John the Baptist say? He says, repent. You must repent in your wilding.
He's preaching again.
And everything that you do that's wrong, anything that you do that's wrong, you must repent in your wilding. Okay? Because when you get married and you want people to respect the sanctity of your holy marriage, what you think is holy now. And God opens that book and he says, okay, Tawanda. Okay? Okay, Amy. 10 years ago, you wrecked a marriage. 15 years ago, you wrecked another marriage. And now you're married. Not with the person that you wrecked either of the marriages with. You're married to someone that you found the traditional way through dating. You fell in love with this person. But you don't know everything about this person. So what goes around comes around. It's called karma. And you know she's special, right? Karma is special. Karma's special. But if you treat her right, she'll take care of you. If you don't treat her right, she's going to bite you. She's going to bite you. The only thing that stops her from biting you is repentance.
It's very important to sow good seeds, to sow into other human beings when we are just organic matter, to sow into the earth very good things. You want to sow, be careful how you sow when you're dating. And I mean, this applies to married folks as well, because there's married people that don't respect their own marriage and then step into other marriages. Like, that's, yeah. So you're not off the hook in this subject either. This applies to anyone, whether you're single or married, if you look into other marriages. So it's very important to sow good seeds, because you want to reap. Everyone wants all the blessings and the benefits,
yes.
But they soon forget how they behave and how they sow, right? And they want to just say, Lord, forgive me, but they don't want to be about the forgiveness.
Yeah, you gotta
change the mindset. So what you need to, there's something about a man that doesn't take care of his kids.
What?
And a man that will step out on his wife.
What?
How is that good for you, women? I'm talking to you, women. How is that good for you? How are you okay with creating little lives, little humans, with a man that won't take care of the other man? Now, he's going to say, oh, she's difficult. What does that have to do with
anything? The kid ain't got nothing to do with that.
She's difficult. She's bitter. Why? Ask yourself why. She's this, she's that. So I'm, you know, that's a red flag times 10. You need to hold people accountable if you're dating them. You need to take care of responsibilities. You need to take care of, how do you treat your mother? Is she, you know, just living any kind of way in her old age? You need to check all of those things, because how they treat other human beings, how they sow into this earth, is very important, because that's your mate.
Right.
That becomes a part of you.
That's your other half.
You are co-signing a man not taking care of his kids.
Right.
And whatever lies he's telling you for the reason why, or vice versa.
Right.
A woman can run off, but you know the percentages. It's higher for males.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're co-signing for him saying, I'm just, you know, I'm done with this marriage, and I'm on marriage number 4. And they just quit. Do you change? Are you responsible for anything?
Here's the word that we hear in marriages a lot. She was toxic.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
He was toxic. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Or was she pushing change?
Right. What's the reason, though? What's the real reason behind your marriage going sideways? Mm-hmm. That does not leave an open door for someone to come in. And cause all hell. It does not.
No. You got to give people space to clean up their mess and their dirty laundry sometimes that filters all throughout the earth, yeah. Right? You got to give people space. You don't want to be entangled in that. Give people space to be free,
yep.
To meditate, to do some self-work before you jump into that.
To change.
Because you're only going to just heap the problems that they haven't unpacked. Because people like to be nomadic. They like right. to run from the better them, right? Mm-hmm. The better version of them. And then somebody say, I got the better version of him or her or whatever. But you got to give people space to get there.
Right.
You know? You don't want to be mm-hmm. in trash. You know, garbage.
Because it takes time for things to grow. Mm-hmm. It just does. It takes time for things to go. Meat tastes better when it's marinated. Mm-hmm. That's just the truth. Anything tastes better when it's marinated. When it sits and it's seasoned properly, it tastes better. Mm-hmm. It just does. That's the same thing with the marriage. If it sits and you let it marinate, and you season it, and you let it marinate, and you season it with God, you season it with love, and you show your kids the love, you ain't got to ever worry about anyone right. trying to be a homewrecker in your home.
Right.
As long as you have God, love, and you show those things to your children,
right.
everything is going to be okay.
Yes. Can we talk about the woman at the well?
Sure, let's talk about her. Yes. Woman at the well, John 4:16. Christ said to her, he said, go, call thy husband, and come hither.
And why did he say that? Because he already knows.
He already knew she had 5 husbands before. And the one that she's with now is not her husband. She's just shacking up. He knew that. That's God. That's Christ. Mm. He knows that. He ain't the Messiah for no reason. Mm. He's the Messiah. Mm-hmm. Right? So if he's the Messiah, the Lamb of God, the light of God, he knows all things. He sheds a light on all darkness. And what she was doing,
was he giving her an opportunity to be honest?
He was giving her an opportunity to be honest. What she was doing was very bad, and he knows that. But he didn't condemn her because of that.
Right.
He never condemned her. Just like we don't pass judgment on anyone, and no Christian should pass judgment on anyone. If you're a homewrecker, I'm not going to pass judgment on you, but I'm going to tell you you're wrong.
We put, just like Christ is putting it out there, and he's saying, okay, let me see if you're going to tell me the truth, because with the truth is a new mindset, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. If we're putting it out there, and you see inside of you that you are a homewrecker, right. you're okay with that, then it's on you to change.
Exactly.
Don't feel mm-hmm. like we're judging you. The word of God is what it is, and we are to align ourselves with it, exactly. not the other way around.
Your morals have to be right.
Right, especially when you're entering into a marriage.
Exactly. So he said, bring your husband. She said, I had 5. I had 5 husbands. And he said, the one that you're with now is not even your husband. You're shacking. And I'm not going to condemn you for that. But I'm glad you told me the truth. Mm-hmm. I'm glad. And that's where it starts.
Yes, right there.
That's where it starts. The truth.
Right there.
The truth.
Right. And that's where it starts for you too, the truth. You have to be honest with yourself
mm-hmm.
when you're entering into a relationship. And if you are married, you know better.
Right.
You know better. You should not be looking and crushing and on other people's husband, wife, whatever. You should be in your own marriage trying to work on yourself and your spouse and your little family.
Right.
And you should be trying to focus on God. You should know better.
Shouldn't be lusting. So me and my wife, we have a thing. Okay, we have a thing. So if we're somewhere, right, and we're around a lot of attractive people, if we're somewhere and someone's attractive, right, man or woman, right,
he wears a blindfold.
Listen, you get 3 seconds to peek at the beautiful creation of God. Just 3. Count it with me. 1.
That's too long.
2, 3. Then you look away. Anything else? I'm taking you to court. And that's just the truth.
What?
If she looks for more than 3 seconds, we have the right to take each other to court. And that's the truth.
Get out of here.
So you shouldn't be lusting about anything.
No. Look is not lust. Don't lust.
Don't lust.
No. And it, no. The question that we have today is anonymous. obviously is he. How do I mentally prepare for being a husband?
That's a really nice tough question.
It's nice.
She thinks it's nice because she's not a man.
You know what? Let me tell you why, then I'm going to give it to you.
Right.
You guys have a load.
We do.
Yeah, and we have a load.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And God was doing a thing
that
I'm learning each day.
Yeah.
With marriage, with family,
and
the level of sacrifice that he's teaching me as a mom, the level of sacrifice that he's teaching you. If you come from a family without a dad or without a mom, how he fills that void from as a mom or a dad.
Right.
He can fill both. It doesn't matter. And he teaches you how to be. So I think it's a great question because we didn't know to ask this before we started.
Right. Yeah, because how do I
mentally prepare for
mentally
being a
prepare
husband?
Luminous. That's how you mentally prepare. Okay, to become
that's one way, yeah.
To become a husband.
Meditation. That's
okay,
what I'm saying.
Meditation. But just go, you know, good fig, you'll find luminous there. The other thing, though, a lot of prayer. A lot of prayer. You can't become a husband without knowing God. Okay? If you want to be a really, really good husband, if you want to take it to the spiritual side of everything, if you want the blood of Jesus upon your life as a leader, as a provider, as a protector, as one that gives wisdom to the wife, that nourishes the wife, that comforts the children and the wife, as one that just... a sheep herder, and all the sheep is your family, your wife and your little kids, and they will follow you wherever you go. They will literally follow you wherever you go if you bring God and Christ into the equation. Never leave them out, because when you leave them out, you're leaving out the most important thing, which is love and discipline and guidance and wisdom, and you need that to be a husband. So prayer, meditation, forgiveness, and grace. That's what you need, my friend.
Don't be afraid to, I mean, emotional control and regulation is important, because it's like, as a female, we want you to show your emotions, but we don't you, listen, I'll be honest, we don't want you more emotional than us. That's
right.
Going to be a problem.
Yeah.
So don't do it.
Right.
Don't do it. So you have to have strength, and it's like, okay, the same way we go behind a closed door and shed a tear, you may have to do that and then come back and clear your face, but don't be afraid to be open to the point where you feel comfortable with your wife. Don't be totally hardened and closed off, but don't be a sap where she can't have, you know, like a pillar to lean on as well, because we have hormonal, like, it's literally like we're emotional beings. You know what I mean?
I'm not saying nothing.
Yes.
Okay.
So listen, she
prepares my food all the time, so I'm not saying a word.
No, okay? And you didn't get the ice cream yet.
I'm going.
We're going to wrap soon because I need my ice cream. But listen, Luminous Meditation, Luminous Spiritual Meditation is available on the Good Fig Network app. If you are watching the live show, all you have to do is scroll up, scroll down, I don't know, scroll up, Luminous Meditation. You can access guided daily meditation, morning meditation, evening meditation, and sleepcast. If you are struggling with anxiety, which I know some about, it's a real thing, right? People have it from time to time. If you are struggling, with insomnia, which I don't really know about that, but there's people that can't sleep at all,
right?
They have serious trouble sleeping, and you just want to relax and listen to the Word of God while you're going to sleep. Luminous Spiritual Meditation. If you are listening on Spotify, we have a few episodes available for, like, teasers for you to check out. And we thank you for those that have downloaded from all across the globe, Japan, Belgium, listening to Luminous Spotify. So you can do that just to see if it's something that is for you. And I'm telling you that it helps. It helps emotional regulation. It helps with the calm and the solace and the peace that you are seeking for in the Word of God. And I'm not just saying that. You need that. This world is very chaotic. So we thank you for listening. We thank you for being there for the live show. Please don't forget to email us.
Right.
GMSM@goodfig.tv. what you're dealing with. How do you feel about this episode?
Right.
How do you feel about any of the episodes that we've already aired?
Right.
Anything going on in your dating life, anything going on in marriage life, even parenthood. Like I said, we have 7 kids, you know, we all different personalities and the approach, we have our approach, you know, the same moral code, but they have different personalities. And so if we can impart any type of wisdom to you, we are here and willing to do that.
Yes, and we do have a new show coming out at the end of this month, which is June, called Get Lit. Let's Get Lit. And we are definitely going to get lit. We are tackling hard subjects.
Hard.
Subjects that most people don't want to tackle, but we will tackle them because that's what we do. We like to shed light on darkness. So, be loud. Be looking for that. Be loud. I said be loud. Be loud. So, be looking be for that. Be loud. So, be whatever. Let's look for it.
We'll see you next week.
Sasha makes fun of me. Peace.